You're listening to SBS News.
Liberal Democrat Senator David Lionhelm has provoked angry responses from multicultural groups and the Greens after thanking what he referred to as Australia's young brown men for the work they do. Senator Lionhelm has told the Senate the young working migrants are doing jobs shunned by many other Australians.
Let me say thank you to Australia's young brown men. The young brown men I come across in my day-to-day life are often in low-paid jobs. They drive me in their Ubers and taxis. They deliver my online purchases, my groceries, and my pizza. And they serve me at my local 7-Eleven, at my local service station, and my local restaurants. Many of these young brown men have only been in Australia for a decade or so, and they are giving it a go.
The Senator went on to say many recent migrants are overqualified for the work they're doing.
According to the latest census, just 24% of young educated migrants from non-English speaking backgrounds were able to find professional level jobs within 5 years of arriving here, compared to 50% of those from mainly English speaking countries. Australia may be squandering the talent pool of its young brown men and women.
But while he delivered his remarks as apparent praise, Pakistan-born Green Senator Mareen Farooqi, who migrated to Australia in 1992, says Senator Lionhelm's comments are incredibly patronising.
If Senator Lionhelm wants to help migrants, he can start by calling out the racism that actually starts at the very top in our parliament. You know, sadly, whenever non-white migrants are ever talked about, it's often purely for our economic contribution. And this is pretty dehumanising. South Asians are not simply cogs in the wheel of the economy doing the jobs that many others may not want to do.
Senator Farooqi says migrants do not want Senator Lionhelm's thanks for driving his Ubers or delivering his pizzas.
They actually want politicians to do something concrete about combating racism and about doing something about the harsh hardships that migrants face. And condescending speeches like this definitely don't help. And there's one other thing. You know, migrants aren't just sitting here plugging away passively waiting for the world to change or for someone else to change it for them. We are actively demanding our rights and politicians need to listen.
Democracy and Colour spokesman Tim Lacerdo says while migrants do often face workplace challenges, they're actively driving change.
A third of Australia's temporary migrant workers are paid less than half the minimum wage. It is a crisis, but those same workers, they are fighting back and they are winning better rights and respect and dignity at work. These folks are leading the way, and to suggest that that work's not been happening or if they need some sort of, you know, white saviour like Senator Lynham to swoop in and save the day is not true, and is very condescending, it's very patronising, and it makes invisible all of that work that is being done right now.
Mr. Lacerdo says it's misleading to badge migrant workers as taxi drivers and the people who deliver pizzas.
I think it's really important to remember that 33% of Australian small businesses, 35% of Australian tech startups are founded by first-generation migrants. So a huge chunk of this country's success and global competitiveness is built off the labour of migrant workers.
The chairwoman of the Multicultural Youth Advocacy Network Australia, Carmel Guerra, says the Senator's choice of language is particularly unhelpful.
It's placing people by the colour of their skin, not by the contribution that they're making to the community. You know, they're young people who are sick of being identified by their skin colour and the skin colour being determined as who they are in the Australian society rather than just being another young Australian.
Ms. Guerra says she'll be sending Senator Lionhelm a special invitation.
Because I think he's been genuine about saying he's had a positive interaction with young people through his experience as Uber and taxis. I'd like him to come out and visit groups of other young people. We can do it in Sydney, Melbourne, any place he is, and actually introduce him to lots of other young people from different multicultural backgrounds involved in all aspects of Australian life to try and get him to get a better sense of what it's like to be young and multicultural in Australia.
Meanwhile, an Emeritus Professor of Sociology at the University of Technology, Sydney, Andrew Jakubowicz, says the Senator's speech resonates with white fragility.
As Senator Lionham was making those comments in the Senate, Robin DiAngelo, who is an American scholar of whiteness studies, was making the point about white fragility and the way in which fragile white identities are bolstered by constant referral to their superiority and dominance over people who are non-white. And in a sense, Senator Lionham managed to capture it very well, very effectively.
Professor Jakubowicz says the comments reflect the stark difference between what he terms the monocultural or monocoloured parliament and wider Australian society.
I think what we're seeing at the moment is an expression by people who are very uncomfortable about the changes that are happening in Australia, trying to find a narrative that places themselves back in positions of dominance and power that they feel, often incorrectly, they're losing.
Ethnic Communities Council of Victoria Chairwoman Chris Pavlidis says people in public office need to think much more carefully about what they say. She says that includes Senator Lionhelm.
It really feeds into a lot of the racial vilification and the racial stereotyping that unfortunately, even at an intellectual level, let alone at an individual community level, is not faring well in terms of the negative narrative that has been spun of recent times in a very overt way.
Sonia Heidemann, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.